Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
Contract for the sale and purchase of land.
There have been some changes to the conveyancing regulations which will now require another new contract for the sale and purchase of land, which will be referred to as the Contract for the Sale and Purchase of Land 2017 edition, so keep your eyes open for it. The new contract has been drafted to coincide with amendments made to the conveyancing regulations as well as the changes to foreign residents' capital gains taxes. A new disclosure warning has been inserted to warn purchasers about loose fill asbestos in the same section where you are normally used to seeing warnings about swimming pools and smoke alarms. A warning is also given to alert purchasers to a strata renewal or collective sale. As well as a new contract with fresh warnings, agents will see an increase in the attached documents within the contract. Solicitors and conveyancers will be required to include the following. All bylaws if the property being sold is a strata property. This is including the registered model bylaws if that is the version that the strata is using. All sewage diagrams from Sydney Water if more than one is available. If the property is strata and is under a renewal or collective sale process, disclosures are required. The Conveyancing Sale of Land Regulations 2017 come into effect as of the 1st of September 2017, and any contract that is signed after that date must comply with the new regulation. Agents must still remember that without a complete contract, you are not allowed to market a residential property until they have that complete contract for the sale and purchase of land. Whilst it is not your duty as an agent to ensure that the contract has all prescribed warnings and documents within it to comply with the conveyancing regulations, you are required to ensure that you are legally entitled to market the property. So our usual statement here, read the contract. It is strongly suggested that where the properties you have listed meet the criteria of requiring further information within the contract, for example, if it is on the loose fill asbestos register, or if it is a strata property and it is not contained in the contract that you receive, that you return the contract to the vendor, solicitor or conveyancer for review. Amendments may be required for those contracts, and it could suggest that you are marketing a property without a complete contract after 1st of September. If the vendor, solicitor or conveyancer does not attend to the extra documentation. Whilst we are talking contracts, it should be noted that you should not be acting on a contract for the sale of land 2005 edition, where the sale price is above $700,000, as it does not provide for the foreign resident capital gains tax allowances. Very few solicitors and conveyancers are still using the 2005 edition contract, and it cannot be purchased online, so hopefully very few agents will be receiving that contract any longer. You most certainly need to speak to your vendor, solicitor or conveyancer if they send you a 2005 edition contract.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.